T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
George Sedano, who's always been good to us here on 95.7 The Game, joins us. What's going on, George?
Hey, brother. How are you?
We're doing very, very good. And I tell you, if the Warriors decided it's time to stop fooling around and punch their ticket to the NBA Finals tonight, I think it'd be very good for business. I think when we add up the fuel that they have burned getting to here, you can count the games that they didn't have to play as importantly as some of the games that they've won along the way. Not having to go back to Denver, not having to go back to Memphis, not having to go back to Dallas sounds like a great idea to me.
Yeah, I'm with you wholeheartedly. I mean, look, this whole postseason has been a huge battle of attrition, and we're seeing it in the East Series, right, where particularly Miami is completely wiped. I mean, Jimmy Butler has no legs. Kyle Lowry's playing on one leg. There's no Tyler Hero. Even Boston, right? I mean, Robert Williams coming off surgery a couple of weeks ago. Marcus Smart has a terrible ankle injury. Jason Tatum's got a shoulder thing. So, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, the fact that the Warriors have been able to kind of get through this mostly unscathed and take care of business fairly quickly has certainly been an advantage.
Toward that end, the Western Conference also kind of opened up for them because Denver had injuries. Memphis obviously lost Ja Morant. And Dallas has been healthy, but their shots have been sickly. Is this going to be remembered more as a really good team winning whoever it is than it will be a great team in the making?
I think time will tell with that, right? I think that the reality is I actually think that the Warriors are set up for some long-term success here because as the core of Steph, Clay, and Draymond age, they've got guys that are on the rise, right? Clearly Jordan Poole has been fantastic for them. Even Kevon Looney, who was around before, has really now started to finally come around. And look, hopefully he sticks around with the Warriors because we know he can potentially get a big payday. We'll see how that turns out. But if he remains, right, I think that you look at those kind of guys. You look at guys like Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, who to me, as great as Jalen Green is as a natural scorer, I think Kuminga has a higher ceiling as an overall player. He may never be the scorer Jalen Green is. And, you know, we haven't even seen James Wiseman yet. So I think that because of that, I'm hesitant to say that it's the former, and I'm more inclined to believe that potentially we'll look back at this and say it's the latter.
George Sedano, ESPN Radio. You've been covering this league for a really, really long time. How surprised are you to see the Warriors sort of use this season as an Andrew Wiggins coming out party?
It's been awesome to see because I'll be honest, I was one of those guys that just kind of wrote him off and was like, you know what, he is what he is. And then actually it's funny, somebody within the Warriors organization last season, I did a game in Indiana and they were part of the traveling party. And I asked him about Andrew and he said, basically, hey, man, look, you know, he doesn't have to be the franchise savior here. He just has to play a significant role. He gets to be an elite role player, and he gets to be a super role player, however you want to define it. And he has to play defense every night. But as far as offense is concerned, he can pick his spots, and he's going to have more open looks once we're all healthy and ready to roll than he's ever had in his life. So he should be able to flourish. And all that came to fruition. So I was down on him, and then that conversation at least kind of put it on my radar to think, okay, maybe I shouldn't be done with him as a person or a player who can impact winning in a big way.
Is that the biggest takeaway of this team this year, that there were a number of guys who, you know, not you specifically, but people in general, had a fairly low regard for, that through dint of their own work and circumstances have suddenly shown themselves to be damn near vital? I mean, I'm thinking of Looney, I'm thinking of Payton, thinking of Wiggins, clearly. You know, has this been the kind of team that finds ways to make ordinary players fit in well and become extraordinary?
Yes, the answer to that is yes. And when you look at historically the teams that have won championships, I mean, we always talk about the front-loaded part of the rosters, right? But when you look at it historically, in this last, I don't know, 15, 20 years, whatever it's been, the Warriors, the Spurs, the Heat, even, I guess, the Lakers, if you want to go back 20, they've all had guys that they're able to win with in the margins. And I think that when you're getting to this stage of the playoffs, you need to be able to find those players that win in that regard. And by the margins, I don't just mean the role. I mean just the way that they fit even within the salary cap structure, right? So I think all those things are unbelievably important. And this time of year, those things get highlighted more so than they do at any other point during the season.
When's the last time you were at an NBA game and experienced a rain delay?
Well, it's definitely a first for me personally, although I was at that game in Dallas against Philly during the regular season where the rim was bent and we had a 43-minute delay and they had to change out the entire basket. So it's not the first time I've been in Dallas this season where something crazy has gone on. And it's funny because Sean Wright, who was one of the officials in that game, was also on that game earlier this season in Dallas between Philly and the Mavericks when the rim was bent. So I looked at him and he looked at me and I'm like, I think it's just you and me. Like, this is our doing at this point.
George Sedano here on Warriors Live, presented by Xfinity Internet. Better streaming with our Flex 4K device, voice remote, Peacock Premium, all at no extra cost and no strings attached. Did they ask you at any point in time, George, you want to go up to the rafters there and see what's going on under the roof?
So it's funny, PJ Carlissimo brought that up during the broadcast, and I said, PJ, you don't have enough money in the world to get me up there to do what that guy's doing up there. I'll just stay down here and tell you what's happening. How about that?
Going to the other series for a minute, is Miami done because of their injuries, or is Miami done because Boston is simply better? Or can you separate the two?
I think it's a little bit of both. Going into the series, I would say that Boston was better in the sense because they have more upper echelon talent at the top of their roster. Miami's been more of a sum of the parts team, right? But a ton of their offense has been carried by Jimmy Butler. And by the way, in a nondescript way, Kyle Lowry, because of the pacing that they were able to keep. Because when he was healthy, he kind of changed the way that they look. He got them so many more open looks. He got them going in transition. And with him on one leg and Jimmy clearly on one leg as well, that just isn't the case. And that's not even to mention Tyler Hero, Sixth Man of the Year, not available to play at the moment. You know, when you're looking at those guys, Jimmy was averaging nearly 30 points a game. Tyler was around 20 in the regular season, but about 14 or 15 in the postseason. And Kyle's probably good for about 10 or 12 at this stage. That's a lot of points. So they were equally as good, I thought, on the defensive end coming into the postseason, albeit Boston was the way better team this regular season. I felt come postseason, Miami would be able to equal, if not better, what they did. And they had, really, for the most part, up until the injuries really struck. Once Jimmy went down, it just became, I think, just a matter of time. The fact that they were able to win game three, I thought, was a testament to what you and I were just talking about a moment ago, about finding those players in the margins, right, that can help you, a Victor Oladipo, a Max Strus, right, like those type of guys, help them win game three in an improbable scenario. The problem is, you can do that once. I don't think you can do that enough times to win a series.
What's your gut telling you, George? Next game at Chase Center is going to be game seven of this series or game one of the NBA Finals?
Game one of the NBA Finals. I think this thing, I think it's over tonight. I mean, I could be wrong. I think it may be a close game. I think Dallas's shooting has been hot and cold during this postseason, particularly home versus road. I think Luka's good enough to keep it close, but I just think the Warriors are too good at this point.
Have a good call tonight, brother. Thanks so much for giving us time this close to tip-off. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Have a great show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.